Here's an important question. To what lengths is the desperate deep state willing to go in order to rig the 2024 election? Now, we know that throughout history, in every case where their power was threatened, they came up with a false flag operation. They set up the January 6th trap using the FBI and the Capitol Police and Nancy Pelosi's people. We know that before the 2016 election, they desperately tried to smear Trump. They used fake news reporting. And then during his administration, they used the fake assertions, accusations that he was a Russian puppet. And this was pushed by numerous deep state intelligence officials, many of whom were the same officials who later claimed that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian propaganda and it wasn't real, even though the DOJ later confirmed that the Hunter Biden laptop was indeed quite real. Time and time again. And some people believe that even Israel was involved in the staging of 9/11 in order to get America to go to war with Muslims and Arabs in the Middle East. And it pretty much worked, you know, if indeed that's what happened. But if you think about history, every time a government or a government agency needs more power, they create a crisis. Remember the big measles outbreak scare in Disneyland a few years back? Yeah, totally staged. That was designed to push that California law that required mandatory vaccines. Just in time for COVID to come along. Interesting. I mean, think about everything you know in history. The Oklahoma City bombing, a total FBI operation. The FBI still to this day refuses to release materials under Freedom of Information Act requests, FOIA requests. They won't release the materials because they're complicit. They set that off in order to blame Rush Limbaugh and conservative talk radio and get more funding to run programs labeling Americans as terrorists. Back in the 1980s, the CDC, with the complicity of Anthony Fauci, ran the AIDS hoax in order to get more funding, claiming, which was a hoax, claiming that AIDS would infect heterosexual couples or just normal family people, that it would be everywhere, it would infect everybody. And Fauci even claimed that you could get AIDS just by standing next to somebody. Yeah, it was the 6-foot distancing rule back in the 1980s. Total hoax. To this day, there's no actual proof that there's any virus that causes AIDS. Do you know that? It's all fabricated. COVID, bird flu, whatever you have in mind, it's a government operation. And they try to scare you so they can maintain their power. Just like January 6th, anytime the states were about to vote against the rigged election and to challenge the vote rigging, so they ran January 6th. And then they claim there's a giant insurrection against the government, so the government plays victim and then uses that to shut down any recount. That's exactly what happened. So they stay in power, even though they did not win the vote. This is how a regime stays in power. This is the same regime that assassinated JFK. They murdered him. I mean, you might have no idea how deep the fakery goes. Check out my interviews with Bart Sabrell, who says that the U.S. even faked the Apollo moon landings. All they did was orbit the Earth a few times and faked like they were going to the moon. The actual moon landings were filmed in a studio, as Bart explains. He's got a whole website, Sabrell.com, S-I-B-R-E-L.com. He was on Joe Rogan recently, too. And the reason the U.S. faked that, he says, is because they wanted to scare the Russians into compliance. Fakery after fakery after fakery. Numerous events, some of them throughout the world have been mass shootings, where they went out and shot people first, and then they dragged them into like a mosque or a school or whatever, and then they said, oh, look, there's a mass shooting here. I mean, yeah, people really died. They went out and killed people, and then they dragged them in and staged them for, you know, for the TV cameras or the first-person shooter camera, like you had in, I think it was New Zealand a few years back. All kinds of fakery and theater, which define what you think is history, and none of it's real. But all of it is designed to keep these governments in power. and often to disarm the public. That's why Australia faked its mass shooting. It was like 20 years ago, whatever that was, in order to claim guns are dangerous and everybody has to give up their guns. And so now the question is, what are they going to fake next? It's got to be something big. It's got to be something, you know, deadly, something bigger than 9/11. And almost certainly they have to do it between now and, let's say, October. Sometime in October would be the latest they could do it because of the election's coming up. So what could it be? A faked, you know, false flag nuclear attack on America to blame the Russians, to declare we're in war, to suspend the elections and suspend the Constitution, declare essentially martial law and an end of freedom of speech. The Supreme Court just dismissed a major lawsuit, the Missouri case against the Biden regime, that said the government was colluding with big tech in order to censor voices, channels. And the Supreme Court dismissed it on standing, saying that the plaintiffs could not prove that they had standing. They could not prove specific instances in which they were harmed. Well, it's kind of hard to prove that when you've been deplatformed, isn't it, right? It's like, here, you can testify before the king. We're just going to put a piece of tape over your mouth. Now tell us, how did the king hurt you? What? What is that? We can't hear you. Dismissed, no standing. Plaintiff cannot demonstrate harm. Yeah, because they're censored. So what kind of craziness are they going to come up with next? And it's got to be something that the public will buy into, of course. The corporate media is all lined up, ready to go. They'll read the scripts. They'll perform the theater. But it's got to be something that's very visual, something that's bloody, and something where they have all the cameras pre-staged, like CNN just happened to be there when the FBI raided Roger Stone's home at like 3 or 4 in the morning. And then, oh, CNN was just there, just happened to be there, and they caught it on video. Yeah, what an amazing coincidence, right? Because it's all theater. It's all rigged. And the theater is not over. It has only just begun. And the epitome of all this is when the White House now says that real videos of Joe Biden acting stupid are deep fakes, they say. They don't say the videos aren't real. They just say that they lack context because the video starts and stops and, you know, it shows a certain time frame. So they say, well, those are deep fakes. Well, they aren't deep fakes. They're real videos of Joe Biden acting like a moron or basically like an Alzheimer's patient. I'm pretty sure that it's elder abuse to even keep him in the White House. You know, his wife should be probably criminally charged with elder abuse. But you take a video of Joe Biden and then they declare it to be a fake, even when it's 100% real and not manipulated in any way. But the White House will say it's manipulated. You say, well, how is it manipulated? Well, it starts and stops. That's a manipulation. It doesn't show the entire day. Oh, so you're saying video snippets, turn them into deep fakes. So if you show a snippet of a video, then that makes it fake? Well, by that definition, all videos are fake because all videos have a start and a stop. They all have a beginning and an end. So does that mean all video evidence that's used by, let's say, CCTV cameras in criminal prosecutions, that none of that can be introduced as evidence because it's all deep fakes? Because all of it starts and stops and doesn't show the whole day? Wow. So we are living in a time of extraordinary deception, and those deceptions are being carried out by extremely evil, diabolical people who are in their last desperate stage of trying to defend a criminal cabal of illegitimate occupiers who claim to be our government officials. That's the reality of where we are now. And whether you believe the Israelis had anything to do with 9/11, or whether you think that Bush's CIA was involved in it, or whether you think, you know, whatever you think happened at various events and school shootings and mosque shootings and J6, whatever you think happened, the truth is this criminal cabal will stop at nothing to stay in power, no matter how many people that they have to kill, including in a false flag attack. So the most likely thing that's going to happen between now and Election Day is going to be a dirty bomb attack, false flag attack in a European city to be blamed on Russia. That's probably the most likely. There could be cyber attacks on the banking infrastructure in America or grid down cyber attack, false flag events. There could be a nuke in the continental United States that's set off by the deep state itself in order to blame Russia. But the most likely event is a dirty bomb terrorist attack in Europe in order to draw America into the war. Now, at the same time that that's happening, Israel is waging war against Lebanon, and Israel will try to manipulate that situation to bring the United States into a direct conflict with Iran, which Israel has been trying to do for decades. So beware, beware. You are watching false theater played out in front of you. You are being emotionally manipulated. You are being psyoped, gaslit. And what you think you see on the news has nothing to do with reality. Just remember, it's all scripted in order to control you. And the best protection against this is to first have a default position of never believing the media. Even when you think they want to tell the truth, they still lie. Never believe them. And then secondly, get your information from alternative information sources, such as free speech social media platforms like Brighteon.social, free speech video sites like Brighteon.com, alternative media, and we show many of them at censored.news if you want to check out that website. And the more you tap into alternative sources, the more informed you will be, and the less likely you will be to fall for the lies pushed out by the establishment. Remember, almost everything the government tells you and almost everything the corporate media tells you and nearly everything that government regulators and agencies tell you are all calculated lies. And if you don't know why they're lying in a particular story, you just haven't read deep enough, or there's something behind the scenes that you don't know about, believe me, they are lying all the time. Even when they could tell the truth, they choose not to because they're allergic to the truth. They lie all the time because that's who they are. So be prepared for something big, something dramatic, something incredibly deadly, something that will cause untold human suffering. And in this case, the victims of the coming false flag will likely be either Europeans or Americans. So be prepared and pray for the truth to come out, and pray that the criminal cabal can be peacefully dismantled, removed from power, and replaced with people who care about humanity and who care about liberty and freedom. Thank you for listening. God bless you all. I'm Mike Adams of Brighteon.com. Take care. All right, here's what we have new and exciting at healthrangerstore.com, and thank you for your support. We have new, completely reformulated stick packs of these drink mixes that are really amazing. Show what's on my desk here. So the first one is the ginger plus elderberry immune support drink mix. These can be dissolved in water or other drinks. They have a good dissolving capability, by the way. And the ingredients are really clean and simple. Now, these are not certified organic, but they are laboratory tested in our lab. And I want to show you, you know, we do heavy metals testing and we do glyphosate testing and so on. But look at the simple ingredients here. Elderberry concentrate powder, elderberry juice flavoring powder, inulin, that's a natural prebiotic fiber, instant ginger concentrate powder, vitamin C that's non-GMO, and then stevia, and that's it. Okay, super simple, and it's real, no artificial colors, no artificial flavors, no garbage in here, no filler, just the simple ingredients that I mentioned there with an excellent taste that's tart, you know, it's got a nice berry flavor, and it's got the non-GMO vitamin C, and it's only sweetened with a little bit of stevia. So I think you'll enjoy that. We also have a tart cherry probiotics drink mix that you can see there on the top of your screen. And we have a collagen joint support with marine collagen, not bovine collagen. So that's available right now as well. And then here's something really exciting. We now have for the first time, nattokinase. This is an enzyme that's very potent. A lot of people have been learning about this in the post-COVID era of, you know, good health and good cardiovascular support and all of that. So check out nattokinase, which is an enzyme that's actually derived from fermented soy.
but it's fermented, so it actually it synthesizes new natural molecules and enzymes, and that's how you get natokinase. We have that available right now at healthrangerstore.com. And then finally, we have these certified organic freeze-dried cranberries in number 10 cans. We have many other fruits and vegetables also that are certified organic, laboratory tested, long-term storage in this format. You can find all of these, including our long-term storable food, Ranger buckets, mini buckets, and mega buckets at healthrangerstore.com. We thank you for your support. Oh, don't forget about Lion's Mane. Yeah, this is relatively new, a few weeks that we've had it in the store. Lion's Mane mushroom capsules, organic Lion's Mane mushroom powder. This is my favorite functional mushroom. This is what I took after nearly severing my finger. And I use Lion's Mane as part of my, you know, protocol to regrow nerves and tissues and blood vessels and get back the functioning of my own index finger. So that was my introduction to the power of Lion's Mane. But it can help support your immune function. It's got a lot of other benefits supporting normal neurological function and so on. So check it out at healthrangerstore.com. So thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com. We need your support in order to continue to build the infrastructure of human freedom. And not only are we working to provide you with healthy, nutritious, clean foods, but also, of course, we have brighteon.io, which is an uncensorable, decentralized free speech platform. But we also have brighteon.ai, and we're about to release a new language model that's trained on truth-based, reality-based content that I just looked at our internal scoring of that model yesterday, and it scores 94 out of 100 in our testing, which asks it questions about medicine, health, history, you know, politics, genders, reality, everything. 94 out of 100. The base models from companies like Microsoft or Mistral or Meta, the base models score about 50 out of 100. And our most recent model was scoring, I think it was 79 out of 100. And now we have a model that scores 94 out of 100. So these models are all available to you for free. Let me bring up the website, brighteon.ai. You can go there. You can download these models. Just enter your email, click register. You can download the language models free of charge and use them locally without charge. And it's like it's just open source language models that we build for you and release to the world. And it's a knowledge base because we've trained it on a tremendous amount of material on nutrition, natural health, gardening, survival skills, you know, food production, off-grid medicine, off-grid living, and so much more. And the way we build those is by investing in the infrastructure with the help of your support at healthrangerstore.com. So enjoy all of our products, enjoy the health benefits and health support that they offer, and feel good about knowing that you're helping to support us as we build the infrastructure for human freedom. Thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com. Take care.